Well, we're doing this on my phone because computer isn't working. Don't know. I have been talking with some really genuinely very sweet people with tech support. They have not acted nearly as frustrated with the situation as I would be. It was like every single thing that they were like, can you click on this for me? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, what about this? And I just got my call dropped for a third time. And now there's no one available to talk to me. I don't know what's happening. Well, I'm glad I got that kind of a little bit out of my system before. I had tried to record this ramble multiple times, and I had to stop because, and I'm telling you this because it's just funny, don't, you know, not to be like, oh, it's so sad, but man, I just started crying. I cried every time. Not every time. Eventually, though, I just got into a thing where I wasn't making any sense because I was so, like, out of it. I had been trying to describe to you lovely people what the issue was that I was dealing with, but I don't know what the issue is. And apparently tech support doesn't either, so I don't know. But it really, I am so, it's the sort of thing where I'm like, yes, I ran into technical issues that, yes, would have happened, like, regardless. I don't know what that issue is. I don't know. But clearly, you know, it was like, well, it's gonna happen today. So the real thing is, I could have, if it had happened earlier in the month, I could have caught it. And if it is a storage issue, no, but it's not, though. That's the weird thing. Like, we were doing every, I don't know. I think it's my heart. I don't know tech. I think it's really cool when people do anything like that, where you're like, oh, I know how to do, like, I can fix a car, you know, I can fix your plumbing. I can do whatever. That's fucking so dope. I am not one of you. I can barely do math. And I mean, barely. I mean, it's a little beyond embarrassing. It goes hardcore into pathetic and kind of almost unbelievable how bad I am at math. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, if this was something that I could have caught earlier by being at the stage in my editing earlier in the month, I would have had a longer time to figure out what the fuck is going on. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if it was a matter of timing or if it was a matter of the actual like me using too much space somehow. I have deleted hundreds of hours worth of audio at this point. Just so many files, like big files. And it's not working. It's not, it's saying, First it was like, oh, you have plenty of space. And I was like, right, so what's the issue? And then it was like, no, you don't, you stupid hick. You have 4 gigabytes. And I was like, that's insane, because that's not what you said like 10 minutes ago. And I was like, okay, so I started deleting a bunch of stuff. I had already talked to a, like, computer whiz. And I say that, I didn't mean to add the inflection there, because he's not good at what he does. It's just because I don't know what to call him. But I had already started deleting stuff, because he was like, I think it really is just, like, your storage shit. And I was like, all right. So we started deleting a bunch of stuff. And then my storage went up. And I was like, oh, sick. Okay, so it's working. And then it went down. And then it went up. And then it went back down again. And now it's saying that I have less storage available than I did when I started. So what's happening? I don't know. And that was combined with this. I don't know what the issue was with this either. I thought this was like a mic connection issue, but apparently it's not. But basically, when I was recording, everything was fine. And then when I would, you know, try to drag the audio file into the timeline, on Audition, which is the program that I use to edit, it would distort the file. It would corrupt it really bad. Where suddenly it would be, there were just all these random spots filled with this harsh, horrible static, not background sound, but like, it was nothing. Nothing was hearable. I know that's not the word I'm looking for. I am tired. Intelligible. No. You couldn't hear it. It didn't sound like a voice. It was just static. And it would show up in red on the audio. It would also delete like half of the audio. Like I had one file, and this was just a pickup file. So it was like pretty short. I mean, it was 45 minutes, but it took the first 10 minutes and it was like, all right, that's fine. Except, you know, except for all the static we're going to throw in there. But then the rest of it, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't record anything. Like, the file is 45 minutes long. But I guess you just sat in silence. No idea. No idea. So that was a lot that I had to get. That took a lot of re-records, because I just could not figure a way around it. Eventually I did. Still don't know what the actual issue was, but I figured out how to kind of manage it. But that what did take a while. This? No clue. No clue. Hours. Hours on the phone with, like, tech professionals, IT support. No one has any idea what's happening. And I was gonna get it all done. Like, I would have had time to spare. I guess not, because I was, oh, fuck, this is the other thing I wanted to talk about. I'm so bad at, I think I'm going to get rid of the benefit that the highest tier gets their audios a day before, because I just forget so much. I either forget that they get it the day before, right? Like today, where I'm like, it's all, everything's up for everybody. No, everything's up for the first people. And I either forget that, or I forget that the other people haven't gotten theirs yet. So I'll only give it to the higher tiers. And then everybody else just gets theirs like 2 days late, because I'm like, what? Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, sorry. I don't know why slips my mind as often as it does. It's stupid. I've tried to transfer those audio files that are fucked up on my computer now to a thumb drive and put it onto a different computer. Guess what? It won't. It's corrupted there too. I don't know what's happening. If you could see my body language, I don't know. And again, the thing is, I was in the home fucking stretch, man. Oh, like, Like, it would have all been done. It would have all been posted. Well, if I can figure this out, I don't know how I'm going to figure it out with like someone helping me, but if I can figure this out by like in the next few hours, then all the audios will be uploaded by like early morning. But I don't know. I guess I can try just like online chat support. I don't know how the fuck that's going to help me if actual people, I was screen sharing and she still couldn't figure it out. So yeah, I think I'm going to get rid of the like early day benefit because I just can't stay on top of it. I don't know what I'll replace that with. I can ask you guys for your input on that. And then what's it called? The going down to 2 a month. I had been considering it just because, you know, I knew that it wasn't something I wanted to do because I didn't feel like I should have to do that. You know, I've said in rambles before, like, I shouldn't have to, you know, downsize my workload in order to get everything done. I should just be able to push through it and get it out anyway. But I think it's being unrealistic. It's the sort of thing where my workload has only gotten larger because my audios are getting longer and longer, and I'm not doing it on purpose. I in fact am a little bit I would like for my audios to be a little shorter. They used to average at around what, like 35-40 minutes. In the beginning they were like 25 to 30 minutes. I don't know how anybody does that now. I don't know how I did that. You know, I'll be watching a movie and it'll get to like, you know, the hour, the 60 minute mark. And I'll be like, oh, that's like the length of one of my audios. And then I'm like, what? Why? My audios usually only they take place in like one. It's one scene. It's like one scene in a vast majority of my audios. And I've already watched most of a movie at that point. I don't know how I managed to make it go on for that long. Even when I'm like, oh, this one will be nice. It'll give me a bit of a break. You know, it'll be nice to have one that's a lot kind of, it's not low energy, but it's more laid back. The production quality doesn't have to be quite as like grandiose, you know, not much is happening. It's two people already in love, just fucking on a bed, and that somehow will still take me 45 minutes. I don't know how I do it. Again, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm glad that people like it so much. It's not what I'm going for. So anyway, but my audios now, like one of the files that I was working on for this month, 6 hours long. Oh, no, it was 7 hours long. I guess technically it was like 7 hours and 58 minutes. Why don't we round that up? 7 hours worth of me trying to get this audio to sound right. It takes a long time to edit something that is 7 hours long. And that's not counting how long it takes to write it. It's just a lot for one person. And I understand that if I just look at like the work hours, I'm like, well, that's not like crazy. I've had jobs where I worked longer hours, like day to day than that. I've had jobs where I work like 10 to 12 hours a day, and it's just kind of uniform. But it's at the level of burnout that I'm at, it's just not something that I can keep doing at this rate. I need to scale it back. Again, I didn't want to have to, but I saw on YouTube the other day, this was something that made me go, oh, I don't know if I already started talking about this, but hello, I forgot. But I saw a video on YouTube and I was like, oh, that's like a long video. 'Cause it was like 50, 55 minutes. And then I was like, oh, that's like the length of one of my audio, like one of my longer audios, but definitely not my longest. That's kind of what a lot of my audios, especially this month, have ended up being around. They're clocking in at around at least 50 minutes. And YouTubers don't usually put out content that long multiple times a month. You know, maybe if you're like a gossip channel or whatever, where you're like, let's spill the tea on what's happening with the slime community right now. And maybe then, because it's kind of less articulated and it's more, well, maybe not that, but it there's a lower production value a lot of the time. And the ones that do have a higher production value, you know, when they come out with a longer one, you're like, oh, wow, a treat. And I'm not like a YouTube. I have stuff on YouTube, but I'm not like a YouTuber. And I'm supposed to be putting out 3 a month. And that's like 3 hours, generally speaking, of content. And that is, it's just a lot. And I always feel bad when I talk about this because I don't want to, if anyone listening for whatever reason feels some manner of like guilt, I don't know. I've kind of felt like that in the past sometimes. When I've listened to content creators be like, this is tough. I don't want anybody to feel like that. I'm just trying to kind of put my, you know, thoughts out there. And I really don't like that every month my ramble is just me being like, ah, I don't like that. So I'm going to scale it back, and I know I said a couple months ago that I want to start putting out more audios that are like just for funsies, that are more kind of like more pigtails audios and stuff. And I've written a couple like scripts more for those, but it's the sort of thing where I don't have the energy, and I feel like I don't have the time, right? Like if I'm working on it, I'm like, I should be working on something else. I should be working on one of my like patron exclusive audios. So I don't work on them very often. So they're not really giving me much relief. They're just more work. And then when I do work on them, I'm like, ah, what are you doing? So I'm just gonna dial it down a little bit and see how that goes, because I am tripping over my own feet, and you know, all the mud is getting on y'all. So I've maybe not all the mud, but enough. It's enough. A lot of mud is getting on you guys, I think. And I don't want y'all to be walking around with muddy knees. Unless you're into that. If you're into that, you're probably not going to find it here. Maybe, you know, never say never. Well, you know what? What's wrong with mud? It's dirty. That's what's wrong with it. I've never understood the appeal of the whole like, ooh, them girls is hogging. And it's just two girls covered head to toe. Who is the woman from 9/11 who is like completely covered in like plaster dust and asbestos? It's like that, but in mud, and they're wearing little Daisy Dukes, getting yeast infections all over the place. I just don't see the appeal in that. I think there are better liquids you could be covered in to make that a little bit more sexy. But my taste isn't everyone's, I guess. I'm just kind of going for it right now. This ramble is just me. I don't know what to do. And I want to be able, if I'm having a ramble, I want to be able to tell you guys, like, this is what it was like making this audio. Well, guess what? Y'all haven't heard those audios yet. I will say, man, the Captivate audio, I don't know what. Every time I'm like, I'm going to make a bitchy character who's just strict and an asshole. And then they always end up being really fucking condescending and patronizing. And this girl was camp as fuck. I wasn't trying to do that, but she came off a little bit cuckoo. I ended up, there's a line in there where she's like, don't call me crazy, that I added in later because I was like, she's a little bit nuts. Just a little. Not enough to kill the boner, clearly. But enough to make him, I think it took him a little bit to get to the point where he was like on board her ship and kind of down with it. I think that took him a little while. And I think when it finally did happen, was he turned on? I mean, that's up to you. He's effectively you guys. But I think he was also probably a little bit perturbed. I think there was a little bit of regret in there. Who knows? Maybe she just had like fish breath or something. But anyway, I need to diversify my characters, I think, a little bit. I need to diversify my stories and dynamics. Oh my god. This is another month where I noticed it. I mean, and it wasn't just one realization. This realization, it was the same one, but it came like four different times where I'm like, this is already an audio that I have. This is in fact another audio for this month. It's the same thing. It's just that you're in different places, right? Technically, the characters are different. But you're doing the same shit. You're acting the same way. I feel like, I don't know. Eventually, the well runs dry, right? And I clearly just have a particular taste that tends to come out. There's plenty of stuff in my audios that, like, isn't really my thing. But there's some stuff that's, at the very least, easy to come back to because it helps drive a narrative. You know, it's very easy to be like, ooh, I like when you slap my ass, because then it gives an idea of like exactly where that slap sound came from. Oh, it's nice to be choked and have my hair pulled, because that shows that a thing is emotion is taking place, right? There is an action being put out into the world of this audio. Well, that's not to say I have anything against that. Maybe it's my favorite thing, who knows, but that is definitely one of the reasons why it keeps creeping in there. I should probably wrap this up, or no one's gonna have time to listen to it. Yeah, I know. I have another computer that I was trying to use, to edit on, and guess what? I tried to upload the files. They fucked up this computer. And now I can't get it to quit. Like, I can't force quit it. I don't know what's happening. It's not letting me. I don't know. I am confused. I am hungry a little bit. All right. What's a fun thing I can kind of talk about that's not work related and irritating? Y'all seen Avatar? The new Avatar? It was, you know, I liked it better than the first one. It was very pretty. I'm not very emotionally attached to the series, but I liked that it took place underwater. I liked the characters more in this one. I was really expecting there to be one of those big fucking sharks. I don't know if any of y'all have gone to the Pandora area in Animal Kingdom at Disney, but there is an Avatar ride and it's fun. It could use some work, but it's fun. And I only say that because it's supposed to be like a VR experience, but it's, you kind of have to, it's very easy to remember that you are in a VR experience. it's very easy to go, oh, yep, that's a person to my left and to my right. And I can see around the screen that they're projecting all the shit onto. And I can see the borders of it and where Pandora ends. But anyway, there's a part in there with a very big shark and it's scary and they didn't have one of those here. I hope I didn't ruin that ride for anybody. It's okay. It's a surprise. You won't see it coming. But it wasn't a big shark. Where was the big shark? Is a big shark going to be in the third movie? Apparently they're going to show, there's like, what, like three more movies planned or something? Five? I don't fucking remember. But each one is going to show off a different, like biome of Pandora. So that's cool. Big sandy cats. I need to post this so that people can listen to it. Okay. I'm gonna, I guess, try and figure out what the fuck else to do. Okay. Peace out, A-Town.